Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. It's your girl, TT from the D. Happy, happy Thursday, everybody. And it's Thankful Thursday. In a day like today, when I rise up, I have many things that I want to be thankful for. Not only for myself, for my family, for my friends, extended family, but for complete strangers. And when we hear things, see things, we either can respond to them, ignore them, or allow it to marinate with us. And this morning's show is going to be kind of heavy. I'm going to put some insight and share my personal thoughts, considering that I am a Black woman with two Black sons, and my sons, majority of their friends are other ethnicities and cultures, so it hit home differently when I heard the story about Chris Gilbert. Now, if you know me, I'm not one that really follows the trend of topics and conversations and things of that nature. However, there's two things that really tugged on my heart that made me say, you know what, I'm going to do this show. And I second guessed it. I really did contemplate it yesterday when I was getting ready to prepare for the show this morning. But I said, one, it's so important that as children, because color has nothing to do with this, I think all children need to learn how to swim, right? Especially African American children, little Black girls and little Black boys need to learn how to swim. You see, there was a time when there used to be neighborhood pools open, and you had the YMCAs and the area that had pools in it, and you had people coming in to volunteer to teach classes. Well, if you were perhaps from another culture, another community, or another ethnicity, perhaps you kind of were privy to being able to have swim lessons. Maybe your family visited the beach or had property up north or something, and you were able to go out, and perhaps your parent or parents or relatives knew how to swim, and they took the time to teach you to swim, or you took swim lessons, or in your neighborhood area, they offered lessons. Well, in the Black community, especially in Detroit, I can't really say worldwide, but a lot of those things were taken from the community. You shut down the public pools and the recs that offered swimming. And what bothered me, I was out. I won't put the facility on blast because it's a wonderful facility that is bouncing back. People care and they're giving back and they're putting in and pouring in, and it's being revitalized. So I won't put the name of the community out there, the center. However, I was somewhere, I'll just put it that way, recently. And when I walked through this particular area to go into another area, I saw something that looked like pool handlebars. And I'm like, and it just kind of gave me the vibe, like, this was a pool in here? I'm like, no, it's a whole floor, and blah, blah, blah. And the name that they have for that particular area went along with my theory. And then they explained to me how it once was a swimming pool, and how the pool had broken down many, many, many years ago, and they couldn't afford to keep it up, and they decided to sell it off. And it made me sad, because when I think about that neighborhood, the area, and the children that grew up there, how long had it been dormant? And I thought, like, wow, wow. They didn't see the need. They didn't see the need to have a swimming pool in this place where there was, it was its prime location where children from the neighborhood could come up and learn to swim and enjoy that. And it made me sad. In my community where I live, of course, they have pools around, recs, all kind of classes, right? So my children have been blessed. But I think about the children who are already blessed, let's be clear, but don't have direct connect access in their own communities. So it was quite hard, you know, quite hard to really see. But when I heard the story about this young man, it made me even sadder because I said, wow, this young man was out with friends. Out with friends who just happened to all be of another ethnicity, right? I'm going to let you hear the story about this young man, and then we'll go from there. This is from KSLA News, Channel 12 in Louisiana.
Tonight, we continue coverage of the Christopher Gilbert case. The 26-year-old was allegedly pushed into a lake by one of his friends. And KSLA's Jasmine Franklin has been following this story from the very beginning, and she joins us now with newly released information from police on the case. Jasmine?
In our continuing coverage, we are learning new details regarding the near-drowning incident involving 26-year-old Christopher Gilbert. Chris was hanging out with friends at a lakefront restaurant when one of his friends allegedly pushed him into the water. Monday afternoon, the Union Parish Sheriff's Office released new information regarding the moments before and after Chris was pulled from the water.
KSLA exclusively obtained the call sheet report from the Union Parish Sheriff's Office regarding the near-drowning incident. According to the report, on April 14th, around 7:30 p.m., sheriffs responded to the Red's Tails and Shells restaurant in Farmerville regarding a possible drowning. When officers arrived, they discovered the victim, Christopher Gilbert, being lifted out of the water by a bystander named Dawson Faust. Chris was submerged about 15 feet deep underwater during the time he was pulled out of the lake. According to the sheriff's office report, Chris was underwater for several minutes, and when he was taken out, he was not breathing, but his eyes were open. Then a sheriff and a bystander began to administer CPR on Chris.
He's taking a toll on all of us. Like, Chris is a beam of light for all of us, so it's just been devastating.
The Union Parish Sheriff's Office report continues by saying Sheriff Ashley Rhodes, who was on scene, asked people from Chris's friend group what happened. The group responded saying Chris, quote, just kind of fell face first into the water.
We've been asked by Mr. Gilbert and his family to come and investigate what exactly happened.
Over the weekend, attorneys Lee Merritt and Claudia Payne visited the lakefront restaurant where the incident happened.
It's the crazy part. We can just walk out here. There's nothing to stop us. There's no monitoring. I wish they did have somebody like...
After originally reporting to sheriffs Chris fell into the water on his own, his group of friends allegedly changed the story and told authorities one of his female friends pushed him into the water. The sheriff's office report describes the situation as horseplay and says the friend did not know Chris could not swim.
So it becomes a race thing because look at what's at play. It's one black kid and a group of white kids that's his friends, and one of them pushed him into the water. But nothing is happening to him. Nothing is happening as far as justice in Chris's situation.
Christopher was on life support for more than 2 weeks and experienced significant brain damage. Although he survived and is now off life support, his family is still searching for justice and answers.
Justice is accountability for who did this to my child, who's ever responsible for my child. And I mean, everybody that's responsible, I want accountability.
Tonight, Christopher is still in the hospital, and Farmerville police say they are actively investigating the incident. As of tonight, no arrests have been made. It is still unclear if police plan to make any arrest or file any charges. Several viewers have reached out to our newsroom asking why we have not reported the names of the friends who were involved. Investigators have not released any of that information. Reporting in studio, I'm Jasmine Franklin.
How long does it take to get a summer body?
Now, let me say this. And again, if you follow me, you know me. My family is very diversified. My in-law side of the family is very diversified. So we love everybody, right? But it hit home because I am a black mother. And I have two black sons. And their friend group is predominantly other cultures. I'll put it that way. And so I thought about my youngest, who has always been the only African-American boy up until middle school that was in the circle. Yeah, that's just what it was. And it's been okay. It is what it is, right? I grew up kind of the same way growing up. And so it was like no big thing, and it never has been a big thing. But this made me think, like, what if my child, what if that boy, that young man, was my child? And to know that it's one thing to come out and just say we were horse playing around and you're 20-something years old, first of all. But okay, let's go on. You're playing around, and it just happens to be that this is the only black person in the circle. And then you push this person in. Who knows if you know he could swim or couldn't swim. But you guys are fully dressed. Unless you're down there with swimwear on and y'all like, oh, we're going to go to the beach and we're going to hang out with the water. You weren't expecting to get in a body of water. And who plays around with somebody and pushes them into water? And then I read other stories. Now, I wanted y'all to hear the stories. I didn't want to go on hearsay because there's 5,000 people. So I make 5,001 podcasters that's talking about this. But I looked at it differently, through a different lens. Because one, what I said earlier, you know, children, regardless of the color, culture, or anything, children need to know how to swim. Hell, adults need to know how to swim, right? But it was just crazy. We're like, okay, you're talking about Louisiana. Here's a young black man, future doctor, hanging out with his friends. At least he thought they were his friends. And then one person decides they're going to push this person in the water. And then in other stories, they're standing around. Nobody attempted to jump in the water to help him. It took a complete stranger. And that's what is so heartbreaking. You go out with your friend or friends, right? And put yourself in this position. And whether it's an accident or it's on purpose, something happens. And you could possibly lose your life, and not one attempts to help you. Then the icing on the cake, the salt in the wound, to hear that you lied. You all lied. Well, he just kind of fell into the water. And then the heat started turning up. Investigating started taking place. People want to know. Families are demanding accountability, as you heard his mother say, rightfully so. And now y'all want to say, well, you know what? One of our friends, who happens to be a girl, pushed him. Why didn't y'all say that in the beginning? Out of all the friends, couldn't nobody else swim? Did you just watch this young man go underwater and y'all standing there, you screaming or you're saying whatever? So Dawson Faust, I believe it is a hero. He saved a life. And maybe news medias are not beating down his door, trying to just let him know how awesome he is because he saved the life of a black man. Maybe. Now that's hearsay. I would love to interview Dawson. What made you do it? Why did you jump in that water and try to help this young man? And all these questions. What was happening on that scene when you walked by or pulled up, or how did you know he was in this water? All these questions we want to know. But I don't see no interviews with this man, Dawson Faust, about this young man who almost lost his life. So when I think about social media, how we use it, how we don't use it, how I use my platform, I talk about everything. Music, entertainment, you know, education, entrepreneurship, relationships, family. I don't shed negativity and, you know, like, just stuff. Y'all know what I mean, right? I want it to be informative. I want you to say, or wow, that was a great show. Enjoying the guest or whatever. But sometimes, just sometimes, I have to put on my mother's hat. I'm a mother. I'm a mother before all things. And I have to say, well, damn, as a mother, of course, as a black mother who happens to be raising black sons who friend circles resemble and look like this young man, Christopher Gilbert's friend circle. And then I had to think, what if that was, do you know? I can say it. I'm transparent. What? I remember my oldest son one time. Now, he's been invited out many a times, but I remember one time he was invited to go on a trip with other friends, and he would have been the only black kid going. And it was off of a lake, and they were going to be gone for a couple days, and I had to say no. And it was sad because I thought, you hear things like this, but guess what? Back then I wasn't a podcaster, right? But you hear stories, horror stories, and you're like, damn, I didn't want to be that parent that got that call. And it could have been a legitimate accident or whatever, but I just was like, I just don't. I was like, no, I don't feel comfortable enough. And he was so young. But as my children grew up and I've gotten more in tune with their friends, parents, and built my own relationships with all walks of life, all cultures, okay, let's be clear. Outside, of course, black people, of course, because I'm black, right? I just had to say, you know what? You got to know your circle. Is this a friend? Are you a friend? What constitutes a friend? Because sometimes people use the word friend very loosely and really don't know what a friend is or how to be a friend. But on this Thankful Thursday, another reason why I decided to do this podcast this morning, because I'm thankful for Christopher Gilbert's life. I'm thankful for Dawson Faust, whoever he is, for helping to save this young man's life. It could have been one more black man dead. And how many times have you read drowned, a black person has drowned? Taking me back to what I said, the place I visited not too long ago used to have a pool. And a 100% African-American community at the time. You took it out. And so if you didn't have a car or a family car or didn't have the means to get to the YMCA or, you know, to a gym that offered it that was not in your community, whatever that looked like, why you couldn't just walk around the corner? When I literally tell you this place I went to You could walk there. It was so many houses and so many apartment buildings, and you literally could walk there. You take out park swings and basketball rims, and you let grass grow as tall as my height, and I'm short, right? And you don't give the kids anything to look forward to be excited about after school, let alone even making sure that the schools are even open. I am speechless when it comes to how could this and why did this happen. And these weren't children. That's another part. These are grown people in their 20s. In their 20s. What kind of horse plan do you do at that age, 26 years old? Where you would actually push a grown person into a large body of water. And then they're going after the restaurant because guess what? What if a child was out there? What if a kid ran off and got away from their parents and was out there and fell into the water? It's not gated off. There's no signs out there. It's like, wow. So after they get sued, right? Maybe they'll think about putting up things that would make the people safe so this won't ever happen again. And on this Thankful Thursday, yes, Christopher walks away with his life, but what about the people who have drowned before Christopher? And unfortunately, the people that may drown after him. And he didn't drown. That's what's so amazing. And even when he was on life support, he still survived. Now, they got some brain damage, they said, and I'm going to follow this story closely, but I was just like, wow, Lord, thank you for saving his life. Thank you for Dawson Faust. Thank you for the investigators who did their due diligence. Thank you for the attorneys that's stepping up. And thank you for the friend or friends who said, let me come forth and let it be known that he didn't fall in the water. He was pushed into the water. It reminds me of a situation here in Michigan, in the D, that happened about a year ago at one of our college campuses. Young man disappeared from a party. And I had said, they better check them little lakes and them streams and stuff or whatever. And then they found him days later in the same little lake that they, or pond, I should say, that they claim they already searched. You at a college party and you don't attend this college and you're gonna walk off alone and none of your friends are looking for you initially. I'm like, because I know when I go out, my grown friends, okay? Hey, I'm about to run to the bathroom or I'm about to do X, Y, and Z. We either going together or if I'm gone too long, like, yo, all right, let me see what's going on. Share your locations with your phones. There's so many things. So, and this wasn't a black young man that drowned here in Michigan. This was a Caucasian kid. And they still don't know what happened to that baby. So let me be clear. All children need to learn how to swim. Young adults, old adults, I could take a refresher course my damn self. Because you never know when something may happen. Not only may you need to, maybe you might need to save yourself, but what if you're in a position and you're feeling helpless because you're like, I can't even really swim. And somebody in there and you want to help them. Or I can swim, but am I good enough to swim enough to be able to save a life or attempt to? I want to be good enough to save a life if I can, but I damn sure want to be good enough to attempt to. So again, I know that this segment was heavy today, but it had to be said And I wanted to share my perspective being a Black mother, an African-American woman, who love all people, but can understand for a second how this mother who was watching her 26-year-old son recover miraculously, which is a blessing, I can understand how she felt and how people are angry. And then I also want to know, why haven't they released the names of these friends? Because let's be clear, if it had been the other way around, charges would have been pending, names would have been given, the whole nine yards. Make no mistake about that. That is not hearsay. That's logic with facts and proven data. Shout out to Shane Foster for giving me that three-way thought process. Well, that's all I got for you this morning. Got to get ready to rock and roll. It's a beautiful, thankful Thursday. Be safe out here, y'all. Don't be out here horse playing. Talk to your children about being safe when they're out and about with friends. Because I know we all like to be silly and don't play with cars. Don't play chicken out in the street. Don't illegally walk and ride your bike. You know, if you buy water, don't horse play. Don't do it. Because you never know what could happen. Until tomorrow morning, it's your girl TT from the D, and I'll see you soon.